Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart.
Seems to be a lot going on behind the scenes and a lot of bad stuff. I was just watching Mike the Pillow Guys release his latest video. Folks, everybody needs to see that video. I'm going to try and post a link to it later so that people can find it if they don't know about it. It's about 2 hours long, and he shows proof at the end, absolute proof of a stolen election, and that Trump actually did, in fact, win by a landslide, as Donald Trump said he had. And but of course we have a totally corrupt, and I do mean absolutely totally corrupt FBI at the top. I don't know about the people underneath, but it's compromised, as is our Justice Department and is our intel agencies. They're all in league with Satan, and they want their new world order. And I don't know how far this is actually going to go as far as this video he has produced. Wouldn't surprise me at all if it's destroyed and they take him down. This censorship, when they censor somebody, always remember, if they censor you or censor something, it's because they are afraid of truth. And that is why they throw around this term tinfoil hat or conspiracy theory. The CIA made up that term conspiracy theory because they don't want the people understanding the real truth. You got to understand something about Satan. He's real, number one. Most people think he's not. Well, he is, and if he isn't, Jesus Christ was a complete lunatic. Because Jesus said he was taken up to a high place and shown all the kingdoms of the world. And Satan said, if you bow down and kiss my black boot, hey, I'll give them to you. I'm paraphrasing, obviously. And Jesus said, no, I don't think so. I think we're going to stick with the word of God. We're going to stick with what the Bible says. That infuriated Satan. Satan still is the ruler and the prince of the air, the god of this world. He has spiritual dominion over humanity. Humanity is a fallen creature. And I don't know why people can't get that through their mind or as to what it means. It's deadly as to what it actually means. Everybody born on this planet is a fallen creature. Doesn't matter whether you go to China, Russia, anywhere around the world, they're fallen. Fallen creatures. That's why Jesus Christ came into the matrix. That's why he came in here to bail us out. So when somebody like Mike the Pillow Guy comes along and releases proof and truth, well, you're just not going to have that happen. The CIA and the rest of these intelligence agencies will just simply terminate this situation. They have the power now. Satan has given these people the power. They are fully committed to Satan. They probably don't even, a lot of them don't even know it, because if they actually did what Jesus Christ told them to do, they would, number one, know how real Jesus Christ really is and how much of a deception humanity is actually under. But because people will not study, they will not seek out the truth, they must and will remain under this delusion and they will and must remain under Satan. And Satan is the controller. He's the overlord. Hence, when the Bible tells you that the new world order, the fourth beast of Daniel, is going to rise up, it's going to rise up. And when Jesus told you you're going to be persecuted and hated for my name's sake, that's exactly what he means. Bible prophecy is not prediction. Bible prophecy is actually history to God, because he doesn't reside in time and space. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows the beginning from the end. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's seen it all. All he did was write what happened and gave it back to the prophets who wrote it down. It's put in the Bible, and we have that. That's what it's all for. It's to tell you that what Jesus foretold is now here. The Biden victory is a theft. Clear and present danger to the people of the United States. Our government, unfortunately, is now a clear and present danger to the United States and the people thereof. It's horrible, it's horrific what has happened, but the American people allowed it to happen. They have sat back, twiddled their thumbs, watched the next ball game, and paid no attention as to the infiltration that was going on in their grade schools, their high schools, their universities, in the judges, in the judicial system, in our military, to the point now where Jesus Christ tells us he's going to destroy the United States of America. The only hope that the Christians have, if there is any hope for them, that there's a short delay yet. We'll get into some of that. But this, all of these releases, and I've got several videos, one on this virus, this CV business, the shutdowns and all of that. It is absolutely a fantastic video. We're pulling it all together and showing us how global deep state, via government, and even state governments, even county governments, are bringing in this new world order. The nation has been infiltrated. And all I can tell you is Jesus Christ is real. His salvation is real. And if you don't do what he said, you're going to die in your sins. It's that simple. It's that blunt. And that's what he said. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, not do what I tell you to do? Well, modern Christian theology tells you not to do what Jesus Christ told you to do. It's everywhere. All you got to do is go out on the internet and watch and look. And their salvation gospel is a hoax. It's a hoax worse than the virus hoax we're going through now. Far worse, because your eternal destiny resides on whether you're going to believe what Jesus Christ told you or whether you're going to believe what these phonies out there, these preachers, teachers, and evangelists tell you. You got to make up your mind who you're going to follow. 99% appear to be following the fakes. And if that's what they want to do, that's fine. They can do whatever they want. But you're going to pay a price for it at the end. And there is a blindness that has come upon the American Christian to the point now where they're absolutely worthless. In fact, they're worse than worthless. Here's what Jesus said. I would rather you were cold. I would rather you come out and profess yourself as my enemies. But you should be hot. He said, be zealous, therefore, and repent Oh, they won't do that. That's a dirty word. There's no such thing as repentance in this land. So the only hope we have is with this release of Mike, and they're going to spread this everywhere. So that means global deep state has to do something to counter it. Satan has got to do something to counter the truth. He's a liar and a murderer from the very beginning. And the reason he's a murderer is because he takes virtually everyone in humanity to hell. I know people don't want to hear that. That's not my words. Those are the words of Jesus Christ himself. Because why? Because you won't do what he told you to do. That's why. If people will not search out the truth, the ultimate truth, they're going to die in their sins. Not my words either. Those are the very words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if they won't do it, they're not going to do it. So anyway, this is why our nation is where it is right now. And this is why our nation, if it doesn't turn itself around briefly, and it's only going to be briefly, will be destroyed. And it's destroyed by a sudden, unexpected nuclear attack, which takes out, I don't know how many cities are going to be destroyed, millions dead, millions dying from radiation poisoning. It's going to be oh so much worse than what happened to Japan. And if you don't believe it, go into Revelation chapter 18 and read it. What we gave out, which was nuclear bombs, et cetera, we're going to get back fourfold. Why? Because we will not do what Jesus Christ told us to do. Deuteronomy chapter 28 lists all the blessings of a nation that follows what the Lord told them to do in the Old Testament and the New. It also outlines what's going to happen to every one of us if we turn our back on Jesus Christ. And we have done that. We have now turned our back upon the Lord. Don't be surprised then when a whole rash of evil takes over the people of America. And it's coming, believe me. The only hope we have is that maybe a little bit of light of truth will shine through and we get a delay. But we also may well get a strong delusion. And it's just amazing, Larry, what's going on. And with this release, you've seen it, right? The video?
Not all of it. I saw the beginning of it. I didn't have time.
Yeah, it's amazing. I went through the whole thing. Utterly amazing. He actually does show the absolute computer proof of tampering. Most of it came from China. They know every instance in every county where China interfered and took votes from Trump and gave them over to Biden. Biden is a liar. Biden is a fake. And Biden is a Chinese-selected president. All you got to do is look at the executive orders Biden is signing. He's sending us under communist China, but basically the United Nations. And Mike shows how they did it and what they did. And he has a bunch of experts that come on and show us how it all operated and how it went down. And the Supreme Court doesn't want to hear it. The Justice Department does not want to hear it. The FBI does not want to hear it. He goes into that, how they blindsided them and had no interest in any of this. So when you see this kind of censorship, they are revealing themselves as to who they really are. God has a special place for these kind of people. And they can laugh and mock and roll on the floor and say, oh, I don't believe in the Bible. I don't believe Jesus Christ. That's only because you have refused to do what Jesus Christ commanded you to do, which was search him out with all your heart, mind, and strength. I am not a religious person. In fact, I believe religions are all basically lies. I really firmly have had proof that that's true. Even modern Christianity is basically a lie. It's designed to take you to eternal ruin. Jesus warned you about all of this. He warned you in the Old Testament what was coming. And if you won't hear it, you die in your sins. That's it. In other words, your life is here on earth. And when deep state finally comes for you, which they will, Bible says so, when they round you up and put you in your FEMA camps, rape and kill your wife and torture your kids right in front of you, and then dispatch you as well, there's a KGB high-ranking official that defected. And you know what he said about the American people? Basically that they're fools. And they will not believe what's coming. He said they won't believe it until they are in the camps themselves being tortured and killed. Then they will. It will dawn upon their thick skulls and their puny minds. Oh, my goodness. This is the truth. These people were all telling me the truth. I just couldn't believe it. That's why you're in a prison camp. That's why you're going there. Because you can't do anything but twiddle your thumbs and watch your TV programs. Look at the lockdowns we're under. And now they're coming out with even more lockdowns. And now they're coming out with, oh, you got to wear two masks. If you want to ride in a cab, if you want to share a ride with somebody when you're going to work, if you want to ride in a train, if you want to do anything, basically, you have to have two masks on. Now, we've already gone over the scientific proof of mask wearing and how dangerous it is. So now, because it's not dangerous enough, evidently, we got to put on 3, 4, 5, 6 masks. I think they're testing to see just how stupid the American people are, just how gullible the American people are, and what they will do and how far they can push them before they rise up and say enough. I haven't seen a whole lot of resistance. There is some. Lawyers are filing lawsuits, et cetera, et cetera. But by and large, the American people are so fearful and so panic-filled that, in fact, I ran into a lady in the post office. You got to wear your mask, she said. You got to wear your mask. And I didn't want to get into a fight with her, and so I didn't. But this is the kind of attitude. Now, she's an older woman. She's fearful. She's panic-stricken. And there are even doctors that are going along with this. I was watching a video the other day where a doctor comes out on one of these expose videos on this thing. And he said, well, I wear a mask not because it does me any good, because it doesn't, and it doesn't do her any good or my patients, but it does kind of calm their fears. Well, then you're part of it. You're feeding into this system. You know, the American people could stop this tomorrow morning just by saying, we're done. We're opening up our businesses. We're taking off our masks, and we're done with all the lies of Fauci, Burks, and the rest of these people. And Bill Gates, we're all done with these absolute lies and hoaxes. We're not going to believe it anymore. And it would overnight be done, but it's not going to happen. It's kind of like TSA. All they had to do was stop flying for a week, and TSA would have been disbanded because the American people said, we're not going to put up with this. But instead, they acquiesced. They allowed their women to be cavity searched just to fly on an airplane. If you will do that, America, you will do anything. You will bow down, and you will kiss the boots of Satan, manifesting itself through the fourth beast of Daniel. but that's what you'll be doing. And on arrival, you'll be doing the same thing. You'll be kissing the black boots of whoever steps out of that UFO. This is how far this has gone. And I just, for the last almost 30 years, I've been trying to warn people, get into your Bible and study it as though your eternal life depends on it. Because if you will not do it, you will absolutely, 100% surely, die in your sins. Hell is real. I only saw a small part of it. Nobody wants to go there. Not even the people in deep state or global deep state. They're under a delusion. They're under a deception. Anyway, it's too bad to watch all this happen. Larry, what's going on in Israel? You said they were, and I think this ties back to what's happening to Mike the Pillow Guy in the release of this video documentary where he absolutely proves total election fraud and even proves China mostly is involved in it. Now Israel is under closed airspace. When did they actually do that? Was that today?
I don't know the exact date that they did it, but I just know that they've closed Israel's airspace until February the 21st. Nobody in, nobody out. Nobody leaves Israel, nobody comes into Israel. But it could certainly at the same time be a part of their plans, because if you'll remember, Israel advised Biden, who will not talk to Israel now, that if he starts to release some of the sanctions with Iran, that they're going to attack. They're going to attack Iran, and they already had the plans laid out. He not only said he's going to release the sanctions, he's also going to go into a deal that's going to allow them to make their own nuclear weapons. And so at the same time, he's put our military under a 60-day stand down. He's removing from the areas of China and Taiwan our military forces, so they'll no longer be a threat to China, and he's pivoting our military to become a great threat to Russia. So what he's doing is the Chinese plan. He wants to get Russia and the U.S. into a war where China can take over.
Yeah. Biden is a communist to the core, as his little sidekick there, Harris. They're communists to the core. The American people, although millions of them did absolutely vote for communism, and to have all their freedoms taken away, have their guns taken away. I got into that a little bit on the other program about the gun control bill that's making its way through Congress. But Biden is systematically dismantling the United States and handing it over to Z, his buddy. And I don't know how long this is going to go. I don't know if the American people are ever going to wise up and put a stop to all of it. They could very easily. You can impeach a president. You can have a recall. It's just amazing how this is all happening. But my point about Mike, the Pillow Guy, and the proof of what really happened could make global deep state do something like a major false flag, start a war, bring about total economic collapse, anything that takes the attention of the American people. And as a marketer on internet, I know that I have watched from 30 years ago, basically, to now, how the attention span of the American people has dropped now to almost down to like 5 seconds. If you don't grab them within 5 seconds, they just move on. And you can't hold them. Even if you grab them, you can't hold them more than a couple minutes. This is what's happened to the American brain. They are unable, evidently, to grasp hold true reality. They can't do it. It's beyond them. And this is the big problem. Because if you got somebody like Mike DePillo guy releasing all of this proof, global deep state, then to get the people's attention away from that, would they not have to do something drastic? What's your take on that? And I'm wondering if it ties back to Israel and possible planned war.
Well, it's very possible that Biden, by what he's doing, is literally, and as a matter of fact, you know, we reported it earlier in the other program that he's pulled the Nimitz carrier away from Iran. He's pulled the U.S. forces away from Iran so they wouldn't be a threat to Iran, which allows Iran to do as it chooses, if you will. And this basically, according to the Israeli news, gives Iran a green light to not only become a greater terror threat in the region, but to also possibly attack Israel or other forces in the region. Now, what's interesting is the fact that the Arab coalition that Trump had kind of built to assist Israel, Biden is also at the same time, he's begun to deny weapons to Saudi Arabia and assistance to Saudi Arabia. What he's doing is taking down anyone or diminishing any military that might be a threat to Iran. It's not hard to see where this is going, and probably if something doesn't change, this is going to ignite a major conflagration in that region, if not the whole world.
Yeah, yeah. Well, war would, of course, be an excuse to go into full martial law, and then the roundups begin, like they did, you know, during World War II. The Japanese were all rounded up, put in internment camps. And from what I have read and seen from fusion centers, from the FBI, from their Project Megiddo, and onward, it is the Bill of Rights, the constitutionalists, those who love motherhood and apple pie, those who want simply to be left alone, those who want to be able to own their firearms, you know, they are the enemy. And we're seeing that now on major TV networks. And I just heard that Lou Dobbs was fired on Fox News. He was one of the few that is actually presenting stuff that seemed to be true. What do you know what happened there? I mean, they're censoring everybody now. This is what communists do. We have but one truth. And I went back and looked, Larry, at Obama's. I typed in Obama Ministry of Truth. There's a few articles about it. Now they're coming out with another one, a Ministry of Truth. It's being recommended that they set up this so-called Ministry of Truth, which will filter all the news. And anything that is not communist news, anything that's truthful, will simply be censored out, because the New World Order and the communists cannot have any truth whatever. The only truth a communist knows is communist truth. This is really starting to get really, really nasty. Do you know why they let him go?
Well, all I know is he didn't show up for his job today. They had somebody else in there. And but as you well know, they've really been doing a complete purge of anyone that supported Trump or stood behind Trump or actually the truth. Fox has been doing a purge now for a few months, and you know, we're seeing truth being diminished in all directions. Matter of fact, I was on a radio show today with Augusto Perez, you know, who's from Cuba. And he says, you have no idea how close to the plan they used in Cuba that it's being implemented in America. He says, we're out of time. He says, unless something happens soon, very soon, he said, this nation's gone.
Yeah, because, he lived through that communist revolution down there. And, of course, that's what all communist nations do. there is only one point of view allowed, and that's it, and that's the communist point of view. Peace to a communist, folks, in case you don't realize it, is when all other points of view are either in slave labor camps or taking dirt naps. This is what the communist regimes do. They kill everybody that is not a communist. And like that KGB guy from years ago came over here as a defector, and was warning everybody of what's happening, and it's happening every step of the way. And the American people are evidently oblivious to it. So who's to fault, really, for all of this? Yeah, we could blame Biden and all these people, but in America, we do have the right to rise up and put an end to it. We have that right, even if it's an armed insurrection. Only it's not an insurrection. The insurrectors is government. And the people under the Bill of Rights have the right, if by force, if necessary, to take down that government and reestablish another one. Which brings us to another possible point, Larry. Is Mike the Pillow Guy releasing this proof of total election fraud and proving that Trump won? Is he laying the groundwork for a Trump resurgence and return? What do you think?
Well, I don't actually have a clue. The only thing I do know is that he's absolutely a hero in America. He's one that's laid it all on the line to lose his company, to lose any credibility he ever had, to lose everything he ever had, his finances, his website, his MyPillow company. I mean, they're coming after him for everything. He has absolutely nothing to lose, though, because I was kind of intrigued when I saw what he was doing. And as a matter of fact, remember, he was a drug addict, and he almost died. He should have died. Now, it's strange to me. We've been asking, where are all the heroes that should be rising up in America? And they haven't rose up. Nobody's rose up. It's so ironic, Stuart, that everybody continually for 4 years, 4 years plus, have said, Trump will change all this. He'll set it straight. Well, guess what? He didn't change anything. And he didn't set anything straight. The deep state is still corrupted totally from the top to the bottom, from what I can tell. Now, oddly enough, the only hero that's rose up so far has been Mike Lindell, somebody that really don't have nothing to lose because he loves Jesus and he don't care what they think. And since he thought he should have been dead a long time ago, any day past that time is a plus. So he's a real threat to the enemy. And what's odd, Stuart, is I saw him this morning. They interviewed him on the war room, you know, of Steve Bannon's. And oddly enough, by the way, Steve Bannon's been hitting the left pretty hard on his TV show on America's Voice. And now we find out the Manhattan DA now is coming after Steve Bannon, even after his pardon by the president. So they can't stop. They're going to have to kill or crush any truth out there. Now, what's ironic, I know you asked me the question, is it connected? It's very possibly connected. And that, the reason I say that is I saw an interview between Steve Bannon and Mike Lindell early this morning. And in the background, there was, you know, Mike Lindell, by the way, and his pillow company is from Minnesota. But I could tell he wasn't there during this interview. He was at Mar-a-Lago, it appeared. The whole background appeared to be Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. And so he did the interview from there, and he was releasing today this incredible video. And what's odd, I saw the address that was under his name, and it says West Palm Beach, Florida. Well, guess who lives in West Palm Beach, Florida now, even though they don't want him to live there, according to the left, and that's Donald Trump. So apparently he and Donald Trump are extremely closely connected. I don't know, Stuart, if we get if we get a reprieve, it's going to have to hurry. I know that.
Yeah. Yep. It's we're right in the middle of a communist coup. Well, actually, it's at the end of it. Basically, they took over. They won. They, like every communist, they lie, cheat, steal, murder, do whatever they have to do to win. They have no morals. They have no ethics. They only have an agenda. And that agenda is to herd everybody into a communist, global, UN-run police state, a hideous police state. And I wish people would understand that they have now, by their votes, by their inactivity, have sold their own children, their wives, their husbands, into a satanic operation, a horrific satanic dictatorship. That's how stupid the American people evidently are, and there's a lot of intelligent ones that are not stupid at all. But I think also, Larry, they're not sure what to do or if they can do anything. I've often said, you know, Jesus came into the Matrix to get people out of the Matrix, not to play games in the Matrix. And hopefully that's what they will do, because if America is not going to get a reprieve, even for a short time, and we are going to go under a full dictatorship with FEMA camps all open, full operation, and I'm receiving more and more reports, and they even are showing the documents, like Canada and the United States have ordered these, I don't know whether they're electronic or what they are, but they're guillotines. And people are coming forward who worked on these railway cars that now have shackles in them, and they've got pictures of all of this. And yet the American people say, well, it never could happen here. Never could happen here. Idiots. Complete idiots. It's already happened. And FEMA camps, 800 plus. Well, there's no such thing as a FEMA camp. That's all just lies. Yeah. Okay, well, you'll find out how real a FEMA camp is. And even if you're a Democrat, Libertarian, Republican, Independent, if you're on any kind of a list, you're going to a FEMA camp. And you're either going to be re-educated, like the communists re-educate in their FEMA camps. They're doing the same thing. China is the model for the new world order. China is the model. Whatever is happening in China, the roundups, the killings, the so-called re-education camps, you should hear some of the testimony coming out of those camps, because they have a religious belief Z doesn't think should be allowed. Well, Biden is not a Christian. Deep state hates Christianity. Psalm 2, the kings and the rulers of the air get together against Jesus Christ. This is a religious war disguised as something else. That's all it is. It's a religious war, basically. It's a war between Jesus Christ and Satan. And Satan wants his planet back. And he wants to kill as many human beings as he can and keep the rest as slave labor. What do you think the arrival is all about? That's what it's about. It's the apex of the strong delusion for the world. The Christians also have a strong delusion. Jesus Christ warns them about it in Revelation chapter 3. They know us not, that they are not born again, that they are not of God, that they are not going to heaven. They only think they are. They know us not. They're in a deception, a delusion. That's how it works. Well, the entire world now, we know how this is all going to work, don't we? What happened when the panic and the fear of COVID came along? Total lockdown. Amazing. Destroy people's business. Lock them in their homes. Everything that went, got to wear a mask, got to social distance. Can't go to a restaurant. You can't go here. You can't go there. You're allowed only to go 100 miles from your home. You can't do this. You can't do that. All of it in total violation of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution of the United States. So who's doing it? Communist mayors, communist governors, communist health people. Who gave the CDC the right to mandate what they have just mandated? Who gave them the authority? Did the American people vote that the CDC has total authority over the American people and they can override the Bill of Rights, they can override the Constitution? Where's the paperwork that proves the American people gave them that authority? There isn't any. They just take it. They just make it all up as they go along. It's total fib. Oh, it's not that they aren't killing people. That's the whole operation is for. It's to kill people, particularly the elderly, the infirm. They're too expensive for the state to maintain. They're doing what Hitler did. Get rid of them. Anybody over 80 shouldn't be alive anyway. Their life is spent. And they're just in the way. They're just a useless eater. And very soon, then it comes to anybody that's in a wheelchair. We've got to get rid of them because they're just too expensive. We can't have this. People in the old folks' homes, regardless of their age. People in halfway houses, whatnot, for whatever. Got to get rid of them. Let's just kill them all. And particularly those Christians. We can't wait. We need to kill every one of them. We need to torture them first, of course. You have, folks, you have no idea what's coming of the horrific nature of it. And you can go to your neighbor and try to warn them, and you know what's going to happen? They'll roll their eyes. Boy, this guy's a nutcase. Because they will not hear the truth. They're born into a planet that is a lie from the very beginning. You go to school in it. You grow up in it. You get your jobs in it. And you die in it. And the whole thing was a fraud. The whole thing was a delusion. Read your book, read your Bible, Book of Revelation. What does it say about Satan? He deceiveth the whole world. Means what it says. Look up the word deceive. It's very, very interesting. I just did a blog on those words. It's called PSYOPs. Satan ran the biggest PSYOPs upon humanity that has ever been run, ever before, probably in the universe as far as we know. And now they're running another PSYOPs. It's nothing but a PSYOPs. Anyway, Larry, what else you got?
Well, I was going to tell you that while you were talking, Dardat looked up the information, and Newsmax is reporting that because apparently Lou Dobbs, you know, supported Trump, they have now, Fox has now canceled his show, so he's no longer with Fox. He's been canceled. So that's what you thought was rumors been proved to be true. And by the way, I wanted to mention and get your opinion here. Something that came up today, I was watching again, I'll repeat it, America's Voice, on, and that's channel 219 on Dish, and you can get it also on the Internet. They had a very, Steve Bannon and some of the others were talking about something that came up after Time Magazine today posted a new report, and it says the left shadow election defeated Trump in America. So America, just submit to these results. And so basically what happened, Time Magazine came out and literally posted the truth just ahead of the MyPillow guy's video coming out. They beat it by a few hours. And oddly enough, Steve Bannon said, he said, well, the 2020 election was Trump versus Lucifer. I thought that would kind of catch your ear, Stuart, when he said that. And ironically, then Steve Bannon interviewed a rabbi, and, you know, a lot of times I'll take or leave or, you know, whatever the rabbis say, but he came from a kind of a different angle, and I kind of want your opinion on this because he really put a really good point on what's going on. His name is Rabbi Al-Ray Spiro. His last name Spiro. He was on the America's Voice channel this morning with Stephen Banning, and he made this comment. And the comment is, the left denies God's free will or thoughts in America by its people. The right given by the Creator. And he said the Democrats now have introduced managed thought, and this is where America is going. And he said, since the government didn't give you free will, and that's very clear. He said, God gave you free will, the government doesn't. So since the government didn't give you free will or free thought, he said, the government can't take it back. What do you think?
Well, that's true. This is what the problem is, though, with worthless Christianity today. No guts Christianity, no courage Christianity, no truth Christianity. They are totally under the thumb of government. The churches are empty. Was there much protest? I didn't hear any. I think maybe God was telling us about what Christianity is all about when the churches are all empty, because Christianity itself is empty. They left the truth behind. They've trampled it under their feet. It's worthless. And unfortunately, Satan understands that very well and understands that the true Christian is really a dangerous Christian, basically because they're not afraid to die. And that encourages people like Bannon and Mike the Pillow Guy. They don't care. And this is a big danger to deep state, global deep state. This is when you have a real revival, and I mean a true revival, it's very, very dangerous for the state because state is corrupt. Doesn't matter whether it's a nation or what it is. Totally, utterly corrupt, because mankind is totally and completely corrupt. That's why Jesus came here. That's why he came into the Matrix. He came through into the Matrix to rescue those who would do as he commanded them to do. Well, what does Satan do? He takes that all away. Oh, you don't have to do any of that. Remember Eve in the garden? Yeah, God said, Satan said to her, he didn't mean that. Jesus couldn't possibly have meant any of the things he said. So what you have is a Christianity that's not a Christianity at all. It's a fake. It has no power. That's why it's being trodden down by government. It's being trodden down because there's nothing there. It's amazing. If you could go back and probably watch somehow the Christians being fed to the lions, the Christians being tortured and killed, and the faith they actually had. We don't have any faith. Jesus said, when I come back, will there be any faith on the earth? And he said, no. No, there's not going to be any, because we don't even know what true faith is anymore. It's amazing, Larry. That's why they're getting away with all this stuff. If the American people actually were truly Christians, deep state wouldn't have gotten off the ground. They would have not been infiltrated at all. In fact, America would be a nation so feared by the rest of the world, you probably wouldn't even need a military, because God would come to their defense. And but the reverse is now true. We are under the curses of Deuteronomy chapter 28, read the curses. Go into Deuteronomy 28, folks, and read it. The curses are already among us, including the international bankers. It's all in there. They take over. They run the world. Book of Revelation, chapter 18, lords of the earth. The money people, the rich men of the earth have taken over. Yes, their fate is eternal damnation and eternal ruin, but they're going to do an awful lot of damage before the Lord lowers the boom. Anyway, kind of went astray there, Larry. What else you got?
Well, I was just going to mention that you're exactly right about Mike Lindell and Steve Bannon being an extreme threat to the deep state and the New World Order because, and both of those guys, they've lived their lives. You know, when I was in law enforcement, one of the most dangerous people, and I've often said this, and I may have said this to you, Stuart, I said the most dangerous people in the world are old people that's lived their lives and don't care anymore. They're really, really dangerous. And so, oddly enough, maybe us dinosaurs, we're a great danger. But what's interesting, though, and I'd like to get your opinion on this, is we're seeing an incredible background construction in this nation that you really can't see. There's connections going on between certain states preparing for the real Jeremiah's ruler against ruler. The people may never rise up, but there appears to be some kind of resistance that's coming that may kind of dovetail into Anton Johansson's word from the Lord, as he described it, where a number of states band together and simply leave the Union.
Yes. I think we're headed that. I don't think there's anything. Every time you read something, you'll find a little blurb here and there. So-and-so of such-and-such a state representative says it's time to secede from the Union. And this is gaining ground. And Biden and his little island there in Washington, barricaded in by thousands of troops. That's something else, Larry. Why do you need 20,000 troops in a barricade White House? What are they afraid of?
Yeah, maybe I can answer that question. I have to tell the American people right up front, that don't belong to you no more. It's apparent. Look at the fences. Look at the troops. Try to go there and go in any building there now. Go into that fenced area. Go down those streets. It doesn't belong to you Americans. And as a matter of fact, the Biden administration already says they're going to turn it into a new state. I don't know what they'll call it, but it don't belong to you. What's the Hunger Games? That is where an imaginary place is, that there was a capital, and everybody that was guarded by many guards and weapons inside that capital, they lived really high on the hog. They had food, they had money, they had clothes, they had prestige, they had entertainment, and the whole country surrounding that capital in the Hunger Games had nothing and lived in poverty and supplied the capital of their daily sweat.
Yes, and the games, the Hunger Games. We're coming to that, no question. They're going to start all this over again, gladiators and all of that sort of thing. We are a very sick society, and the knowledge of good and evil, folks, is at the bottom of the whole thing. You cannot have two powerful spiritual forces within your mind. It's not going to work. That's why humanity has issues. I'm working on a blog. You go into psychiatry manuals and do some, how many issues, hundreds of issues humanity has. Well, you don't have them all, but have you ever woken up and you're angry? Have you ever woke up and decided you didn't like somebody, or you were angry at your wife, or angry at your husband, or angry at your children? Do you have problems at work with the boss? Do you have problems here and there and everywhere? Well, guess who the culprit is? It's a knowledge of good and evil within your mind. Jesus came to rescue you from all that. That's what he came for. That's the fall. That's all the fall is about. If you know the difference between right and wrong, good and evil, you are a fallen creature. And so what mankind does is try to struggle and overcome the evil part on a daily, hourly, minute-by-minute basis. Unfortunately, it doesn't do you any good. That is your nature. When Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, you must be born again," he was speaking about changing your very nature. That's what it's all about. That's why the religions of the world are worthless. That's why the philosophies of the world are worthless. They don't do you any bit of good when it comes to eternal salvation and eternal life. Your nature has to be changed. Your DNA has to be changed. Why do you think Satan is bringing in all these so-called vaccines and variants of them? Because they want to change your nature. They want to change your DNA to Satan's side. I'm telling you, folks, what you're faced with is hideous beyond anything you can imagine. In fact, I've got a special report I'm going to release on it. It'll probably be up Saturday or Sunday, so it'll be free. You can just download it and read it, and I advise everybody to do that. And it's filled with absolute proof about what's really going on in the medical industry. And I'll tell you what, it's beyond belief, which is probably why most people just cannot understand what's happening. Here are just some headlines, Larry, from not WorldNet Daily, but Drudge. When will pandemic end? Jab calculator shows 7 years. Do you remember when they said it'd be over this summer, most likely? Maybe over by spring. Now they're up to 7 years. Why global travel unlikely to resume until 2024? You are going under the New World Order total lockdown with its great reset, digital currency, and the mark of the beast. It's right under your nose. It's coming rapidly. And you're all sitting back there twiddling your thumbs. I'm talking to the people listening. I'm talking to the most Americans. Don't even know what's going on. Update. COVID cases cut in half in a week. That's kind of strange. Computer model, AI, can determine whether you'll die, evidently, from this. CDC reports 618 variants across 33 states. Troops are deploying for vaccine campaign. Military grapples with widespread skepticism of the American people. Yay for that. On and on it goes, Larry. Last word.
Well, according to Hal Turner, and there is supporting evidence, the new Secretary of Defense under Biden has now just issued, because Biden issued it, a stand-down order for all our military worldwide. They're going into a purge, if you will, and they're going to get rid and remove from the ranks all of the patriots and the constitutionalists. So there you are.
Yeah, that's what Obama basically did. He went and he got rid of a ton of military you know, high-ranking military officers. And Obama, by the way, folks, I may be wrong, but I don't think I am. Obama's running this whole thing from behind the scenes. And I think he's going to show up. I'm not sure exactly when, but he's going to show up. And he's going to be revealed as to who he is. And he hates Christians. He hates Israel. And evidently Netanyahu's going to figure out, well, we're on our own, so maybe war. coming very, very soon. Anyway, thanks a lot, folks, for listening. You take care. We'll post the links and for those that special report and videos. Anyway, good night. Take care. Thanks, Larry.